Hello and welcome back to the Entre Pastors Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Les Hughes, also one of the co-founders of Entre Pastors, along with my friend and business partner, John Sanders. We're doing these daily episodes now, and hopefully you're getting a lot from these instead of just the once a week long form. So welcome back. And we're in the middle of a series that we're doing on writing, how to make money from your writing. A lot of people in ministry certainly have this skill and background. Many of you have developed this over the years by preparing messages or lessons or sermons, you know, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And as a result of that, you have lots of content depending upon how long you have been doing it. So one of the things that I was shown several years ago is just how this skill, how this talent, or in some ways a gift, can of writing, can lead to earning sometimes a significant amount of income for you and your family. And so that's what we're sharing here at Entre Pastors this week. So I'm going to jump right in now. We began, just kind of stuck our toe in the water a little bit of the specific ways of making money with your writing on the last episode. Today we're going to talk about more specifically how to publish a book, because a lot of you all would like to get into that world, and man, that's great. And I'm so thankful that you have that desire to do it, and I want to help you all any way that I can. And this is only scratching the surface on these episodes. We know that. Hopefully it's going to get some juices going and give you some ideas. But if you want any more information or a roadmap or some guidelines or some introductions to some key people that can help you along the way, please feel free to reach out to me. The best way to do it so that I'll see it would be an email at Les, that's L-E-S, at entrepastors.com, and I will see that and respond to you as soon as I can. So let me give you three ways to publish your own book, okay? The first way is to self-publish. And each of these has their advantages and maybe a few disadvantages as well. I'll try to be balanced and share both of those with you. So many people go the self-publishing route. It's the quickest way. Normally, it's the quickest way to get your book in print and get it published and get it out there and available. It also can be the least expensive way to do that, but not necessarily. I have spoken personally to people recently that spent several thousand dollars in self-publishing, something that they thought was going to be very inexpensive. And there are some very good services out there that can help you in the self-publishing world. There are some that have lots of charges you don't see at first, and everything is an add-on. Everything is a upsell, okay? If you've ever built a home, you know, if you ever ask a contractor, most of the time if you ask a contractor, can I make this change? Can we do this? Can we do that? Almost always, notoriously, their answer will be, yeah, we can do that. What they may not tell you is, or what they may tell you is, man, that's going to cost you. Any kind of change order, that just means money, okay? So sometimes these services that help you with self-publishing, they'll get your book out there, but it can be very, very expensive. Another advantage is that, especially if you do it through a service like KDP, which is Kindle Direct Publishing through Amazon, there are other services. But if you do that, another advantage is that you can print your book on demand now. They have that feature to where, you know, in using a larger printer or publishing house, they may have a minimum. You may have to print 500 copies or commit to 1,000 copies or 100 copies. But with KDP Publishing or Kindle Direct Publishing, you can, through Amazon, you can just print on demand. And there are other services where you can do that as well. So self-publishing, those are the disadvantages. But here are the advantages of that. The advantages of it is you get to keep more of your money when you sell those books. You pay for the printing, you pay for the cost of the books, but then you can charge what you want for them, and you'll get to keep more of that money. Especially if you sell them yourself, say in back of room sales, someplace that you're speaking, you know, or on your own website. If you go through a service that's helping you sell that book, then they'll have it on their website, and then you will make some royalties. But the royalties are usually a little higher than you would receive from a traditional publisher, because you're not, normally you're not using a literary agent, which you're probably going to need with a traditional publisher, and then none's going to the publishing house. So it just makes sense, doesn't it, that you'll receive more or make more money by basically charging whatever you want from the book, and then most of that goes to you after you've paid for the printing and the distribution, if there's any cost in that. So that's the self-publishing route. The second route that you can go is to use a traditional publisher. So the advantages of a traditional publisher are that you will more than likely receive an advance on your book. So when I've done traditional publishing, and every publishing house is a little different, okay? But typically what happens is you'll receive about 50% of that advance when you get a book contract. So you do a, typically, this will be a disadvantage that I'll get to in a moment, but say you go through a literary agent who helps you develop a book proposal that's basically a synopsis of your book and your distribution plan, your marketing plan, PR plan, things like that. And you'll send that proposal along with maybe, if it's a nonfiction book, along with a couple of chapters and a table of contents, a detailed table of contents. And then you'll speak to an editor. They may ask you a few questions, but then at some point in time, you may receive an offer for a book contract. You look over that offer and you accept it. When you accept it, in most cases, if there's an advance that's a part of that contract, then usually you'll get half the money when you begin writing. And then you'll receive the other half when you're completely finished with the book and the author, the publishing house receives it. They send it through their editors. The cover's been designed. The inside's been designed. And it's ready then. They've finished it and it's ready to go to print. Then you'll receive the other half of your advance. Okay, that can be, this is a disadvantage, that can be a long time. It could be as long as a year or 18 months after you first get that contract. So just FYI, that's a disadvantage of using the traditional publisher, but it is good to have some money in your pocket without having to worry about sales. But please know this, there are a lot of people that just, they don't know this. They don't realize it. When you receive an advance on a book, no matter how much that advance is, usually in most contracts, that advance is an advance against future royalties. So it's not quite a loan, but it's sort of like a loan, because you've got, say the rest of the contract is after you make that money back, then you're going to be making whatever the percentage is that you agree on, 10% of the wholesale price for the rest of the book, okay? If it is that much. Then what that means is you've got to make that much back. So you can do the math on if your advance is $2,500 or $5,000, you can do the math on how many copies of books. It's thousands of books that you'll need to sell before you see any more income through a traditional publisher. Once you go past that, and they may not even print very many of those books to start if you're a first-time published author, if you're a first-time author, but they may. It depends upon your agreement with them. But you'll need to make that money back, and then you start earning royalties on anything over that or beyond that. But another advantage of a traditional publisher is that they usually have greater distribution. They certainly are going to have greater distribution than you as an individual are going to have. Now, maybe you're a celebrity. Maybe you've got a huge platform. Maybe you've, you know, led several mega churches and you've just got a large platform. That's great. But normally that platform won't extend into bookstores and major book outlets, because publishers, traditional publishers, have their people that over the years have developed relationships with all of those buyers on those platforms and in those, especially brick and mortar stores. But that's an advantage of using a traditional publisher. The disadvantage is that for the work that you put in to writing and researching for that book, it's a relatively small amount that's a royalty. Okay, it's just a small amount. Another disadvantage is, even though a traditional publisher and bookstores have their own marketing people, they still will look toward you, the author of the book, to do a big part of that marketing. This frustrates a lot of authors because they expect, they've got full-time jobs too, you know, and they expect the bookstore or the outlet to do a lot of that marketing because that's what they do. Well, I mean, it is what they do, but they still rely upon the writer, the author of the book, because they figure nobody should be and will be as passionate about the contents of that book and selling that book as the author. And, you know, rightly so. Another disadvantage of using the traditional publishers is that normally they require a book, especially an unsolicited manuscript, to come through a literary agent. And often it's a literary agent from a firm or personally that they know or recognize. Now, guys, sometimes it's as hard to get in front and get accepted as to be a client by a traditional by a literary agent. It's almost as tough to do that as it is to just speak to the publisher directly, which most unknown authors can't do anyway. So I'm just kind of giving you a warning on that. Literary agents, some of them are awesome people. They can help you a lot. You will pay them, usually about 15% or so of the advance, and then of the royalties later on if they're able to get that book accepted by a traditional publisher. But I'm just kind of giving you the upside and what could be the downside. One more small disadvantage of using a traditional publisher is that usually when you sign a contract with a traditional publisher, then they'll try to lock you in for a couple of more books after that. Because if that book ends up being a hit, say it does go and ends up on a best-selling list somewhere, then they want to be able to sign you for a follow-up book and kind of strike while the iron's hot. And you'll need to go to them first. If you come up with a manuscript and say you want to farm that out to another publisher that might give you a better deal or a better advance, because now you're known by people. Now you may be able to go to a publisher and say, hey, we sold 10,000 copies of this book, or we sold 20,000 copies of this book, and you feel like that can be used as leverage by you to get your next book contract. Well, it could be used as leverage, but oftentimes in a contract, the first publisher will say, we have first right of refusal for the next, or maybe sometimes the next two or the next three books that you write. If you don't want that caveat in there, either get it taken out by the publisher, which might cost you the contract, or find another publisher. Or self-publish. That's some of the reasons to self-publish. I'm just kind of giving you the downside. So that's self-publishing and traditional publishing. There is a third option, and the third option is to use a hybrid publisher. A hybrid publisher is kind of the best of both worlds. So the publisher that we use, Morgan James Publishing and Entree Pastors Press, we are a hybrid publisher. There are some elements of a traditional publisher in there, a very small advance, because that's the traditional publishing element. The distribution is certainly there, which is another positive. And Morgan James has relationships with the brick and mortar stores and book outlets in order to market and publicize that book when it comes out. Hybrid publishing can be a little quicker than traditional publishing is, but it's still, some of that depends upon the speed at which the author writes and completes the book. The advantages are to a hybrid publisher, the advantages are that many of them will allow you to keep the rights to your book. That's a really big deal, because you won't have to get permission from the original publisher to shop that next book out, for example. You can walk anytime you want to, usually with a hybrid publisher. But you will receive also a higher percentage of your royalties. So again, with Morgan James and other hybrid publishers, right up front, right from the very start, they'll say, here's your percentage of royalties. And I'll just tell you, in the book contracts that I've seen from traditional publishers, the hybrid ends up being a little bit higher. As the traditional part of a hybrid publisher is, they will help with marketing, although the author still has to do a lot of that and should. They have distribution nationwide, in some cases even internationally, and they will offer guidance and coaching for their authors that are sort of in their bullpen, in their corral. The disadvantages to the hybrid publisher is it's not as large an advancement. So you get a small advancement, but it's kind of insignificant. You will need to have more skin in the game, meaning that sometimes you'll need to commit to a certain amount of author's copies because they want you to have some entrepreneurial skin in the game. So they'll help you, but they want you to say, yeah, I believe that I can move this many copies from, you know, my platform or my circle of influence. So they may want you to commit to a few more of those author's copies. But it is the best of all worlds, and we rather like that hybrid model. I've just skimmed the surface. I realize there are some of you that may have many more questions about one or all of these ways to make money by publishing your work. If you do, please reach out to me. It's les@entrepastors.com, and I'll give you any information that would be of help. All right. Hey, guys, thanks for listening again. We'll come back tomorrow with the last episode in this series on writing. See ya.